crossing the bridge to a new world that awaits us, the new Earth. Welcome to this very special meditation, a guided meditation to help prepare you for the coming shift in this very auspicious time here on planet Earth. Before we begin, I'd like to share with you some background information to help make sense of all this, or at least try. So let's begin. As you may know, there's much talk among the wisdom keepers, healers, and mystics of the world today that planet Earth is in the midst of a tremendous change. This change has been prophesied for quite some time, but as most of us sense, it seems that indeed the change is dramatically underway right now. Like winds that kick up and get your attention, the winds of change, and some might add, the cosmic energies, are blowing gently through our surroundings, and it's best to stay grounded and centered. In fact, it's essential. What was once prophesied is now considered to be coming to be, as part of the evolutionary growth of both the planet and all living things on Earth. These same wisdom keepers remind us that it was essential to learn the lessons of polarities, the polarities of life, such as good and bad, masculine and feminine, light and dark, joy and sadness, for example. For many people, these lessons are now coming to an end. However, during this prolonged and dramatic evolutionary process, an abuse of power took hold, an abuse that maximized low conscious vibrations of both fear and anger, stress. This abuse led to a potentially detrimental imbalance, but one that is being corrected in this transition period, right now. While these old world, fear-based, or low vibration thoughts are still very much present, a new harmonic of love is upon us. This old lesson is coming to its conclusion, yet the curriculum is far from over. There are always more lessons to be learned. As explained by various wisdom keepers and mystics, the arm of the galaxy, which planet Earth is located, is moving into an area of remarkable photon light. Light which is not yet measurable by current technologies, but light where the lingering aspects of survival energies are no longer able to hide in the darkness. Everything is being brought to the light. For example, the political corruption we see on a daily basis, hidden finances such as those revealed in the Paradise Papers, to the abuse of powerful patriarchal energies far and wide. Light, as it has been said over the years, is a great disinfectant. This dimensional shift of consciousness goes by many names, perhaps most notably among lightworkers as the ascension process. While there are many perspectives on the dynamics of this process, one that is often forgotten is the bridging of the conscious and unconscious minds to make the unconscious more conscious through a deep sense of awareness to your being. In the words of Carl Jung, until you make the unconscious conscious, you will see everything in your life as fate. The unconscious mind, that which typically lies below one's level of awareness and includes the powers of intuition, non-linear thought, non-rational thought, acceptance, and global awareness, to name a few, is one whose language skills include symbols, colors, metaphors, archetypes, and dream fragments, but not words. Carl Jung called this bridging process between the conscious and unconscious minds psychic equilibrium. Establishing this bridge is essential in the new harmonics of love and light. For several millennia, life on Earth has been programmed by the survival vibrations of fight or flight, stress. While there is much to be learned of these vibrations, when this becomes the dominant force of behavior, anger and fear keep people below the level of their highest potential. Anger and fear, left unresolved, become a consuming energy. An energy that leaves a path of destruction in its wake, as we have observed recently, and human history continually reminds us. The new harmonic is one of unity consciousness and love, unconditional love. Love uncompromised by the ego's thirst for drama, often played out by the stress-induced vibrations of fear and anger, and the control dramas and all that they entail. To gracefully make this shift in consciousness and raise one's vibration with uplifting thoughts and emotions, we must release, cleanse, and surrender the vibrations of fear and anger. And broadcast the vibrations of love and compassion instead. To do this, we must become mindful of all of our thoughts and emotions. This is a necessary New World skill, and one that takes lots of practice, particularly observing and resolving those thoughts and feelings fueled by the ego. Transitioning from a consciousness of fear toward love means engaging the observer, the soul, our own being, and continually filtering our thoughts, words, emotions, and actions through the heart. In doing so, we honor both ourselves and others. We respect all life as equal and precious. The quantum shift from fear to love is merely a thought away. It need not be considered an uncrossable canyon. The portal and the pathway of this new harmonic is the unobstructed heart. So, how can we accelerate this shift in consciousness? The wisdom keepers and mystics remind us to adopt in essence, emanate good vibrations. Also referred to as the muscles of a soul, good vibrations are echoes of light produced from the good works of employing the skills of patience, optimism, forgiveness, humor, compassion, gratitude, tolerance, persistence, and creativity, to name a few. More than just positive thoughts, although this is a good starting point, we must employ these talents as a beacon of light from our soul. So where to start? Let's honor moments of gratitude. This is always a great place to start. The search and capture of happiness also builds upon this foundation. Hans Selye once said, "Nothing erases unpleasant thoughts more effectively than the concentration on pleasant ones." Likewise, laughter is a good vibration. So are smiles. Mark Twain reminded us of this wisdom when he said, "Humor is mankind's greatest blessing." So make it a point to consciously spread some joy through smiles and laughter every day. In the spirit of Carl Jung, who once said that the purpose of life is to shed light into the darkness of mere being, we are invited to not only be light, but to leave traces of light wherever we go. And we do this so others emerging from their own darkness may soon follow. They follow that all can share in this light. All can make the shift in consciousness. Renowned cultural mythologist Joseph Campbell called those who do spiritual work the work of light bearers, the assistants of spiritual aids. Extending this metaphor, we need to up the intensity of our light, metaphorically speaking, from 25 watts to 100 watts. We also need to activate our DNA to its highest potential. To do this, we invite you to envision the master DNA strand in your body to be lit up like a full set of Christmas tree lights. Science reveals that we only use 3% of our DNA, calling the remainder junk DNA. So if you were to imagine that a string of lights that has 100 light bulbs on it only has 3 lit, not much light will emanate from that. So once again, envision the master DNA strand to be lit up like a full set of Christmas tree lights. Extending this metaphor, call to mind the image of footprints of light. This image, this intention, this manifestation of consciousness has become more than a metaphor. It's an invitation for lightworkers to leave their mark of divine light wherever they go. This includes more than just holding the vibrations of love and light when working with patients, clients, and being present with family and friends. It includes consciously sharing, in essence, broadcasting the vibrations of love and light in all that you do, with all whom you meet, all that you are. We must also illuminate the dark corners of our own mind, or what Carl Jung called the shadow, so that our emanations of light are pure and not compromised or diluted. As was previously mentioned, footprints of golden white light create a path for others to follow. With the imprints of illumination everlasting for those yearning to grow spiritually. Crossing the bridge to a new world meditation. Well, this meditation exercise is based on the insights from the higher realms to help humanity in the dimensional transition, as we mentioned, called the ascension process, which is in essence moving from fear to love. Several concepts were adapted from Alison Coe and her work in quantum healing hypnosis. And this is a process that was created by Dolores Cannon. Please feel free to adapt these suggestions any way you wish. And please feel free to share this with anyone who you think might be interested in this exercise. And so we begin. Let us start by taking a few slow, deep breaths and just coming into a place of comfort and relaxation. And then follow your next slow, deep breath with one more, even slower and even deeper breath. And as we begin, continue by inviting the I Am or Divine Presence to be with you. Next, through the power of intention, bring the golden divine light down into all of your energy centers or chakras. And like a match that lights a candle, light each center and let it illuminate brightly. Through the power of intention, invite the light of the divine consciousness to activate any and all latent DNA in your body. And finally, give gratitude and thanks for this gift of light. Now, once again, take a nice slow deep breath and follow with one more, even slower and even deeper breath. And then relax. And on your next breath, take a moment to realize the following. You are among a new civilization of the human race that's now beginning. Some people call this new civilization Homo Spiritus. These are the words of Carolyn Mace. Others refer to it as Homo Luminus. This is a term created by Alberto Villoldo. And astronaut Edgar Mitchell, the founder of the Institute of Noetic Sciences, used the term Homo noeticus. These names refer to an evolution of consciousness. This new civilization is based on love and compassion. We live in the harmonic of love with no traces of fear or anger, what is commonly known as stress. Imagine for a moment what life would be like to live in the harmonic of love. On your next slow deep breath, take a moment to imagine a life lived with no fear or anger. Imagine a life lived under the influence and inspiration of unconditional love. Take a moment to visualize what this would feel like. Visualize yourself living in this world. Breathe in this energy of unconditional love into every cell of your being. Breathe in this energy of light and love into the strands of all of your DNA to light up fully to its highest potential. As you visualize this, imagine your new life being fully supported in love as expressed through compassion, kindness, respect, and many other ways where the divine is made visible through this higher energy vibration. Again, imagine your life being supported in this environment. As new humans on the new earth, we shall learn to love the new planet as a sacred being, and all beings, plants and animals, on this new earth are revealed and revered as sacred as well. Now, each and every day when you awake, remind yourself to place love in your heart. Expand the capacity of your human potential through the eyes of love. With your next slow deep breath, you come to the realization that you are the first wave of this new generation coming to the new earth. And you do so in preparation for this grand transformation. On your next breath, breathe in the possibilities of what this means to you and the role that you play in this process. And as you exhale, you are now invited to release the old ways of thinking, judging and rationalization, and develop new ways to express love and compassion. take a few breaths to just try that. To release the old and breathe in the new. Through the expression of love, we all shall develop new abilities, new powers, new talents and potentials in this evolution of consciousness. Take a moment to think what this will look like. Visualize what this will feel like. And as you do, know that deep in your heart, this is your true nature. The planet, and all living things on the planet, belong to all living things. There is no hierarchy. We are now consciously aware of the marvelous web of life, where all make an equal and essential contribution to the whole. Picture a world where this is the new reality. There is no hierarchy. We are all one. With your next slow deep breath, realize that now and each and every day when you awake, and then throughout the day, you make a promise to hold the higher vibrations of love and compassion in both your heart and your mind. And once again, take a slow, deep breath. And as you inhale, come to the recognition of what this will feel like. Allow this vibration of love and compassion to resonate in each and every cell in your body. And allow this vibration to also resonate in every strand of your DNA. Visualize that as we arrive on this new earth, we first enter a temple surrounded by and filled with beings of light. And they're there to help us to become recentered and realigned and become even stronger to the vibrations and energies of this new earth. Through your mind's eye, visualize this beautiful temple and see the beings of light there to greet you. On this new earth, we now have the ability to communicate with plants and animals telepathically. Visualize what this would look like. And visualize what this would feel like. Take a moment to imagine a conversation with some aspect of wildlife, perhaps a plant, or a tree, or an animal. Or the water and the air. as you communicate telepathically with this part of nature, this aspect of wildlife, feel that connection from heart to heart, mind to mind, energy to energy. In this new world, please understand and know that there is no hierarchy. We are all one. All beings collaborate and cooperate for the betterment of all. Take a nice, slow, deep breath and visualize what this would feel like. Take one more slow, deep breath and feel the sensation of oneness. This first wave of humans to enter into the realm of the new earth will first dream of this new world in their sleep. And then wake up in this dream. So, as you go to bed each night, allow yourself permission to dream of the new earth and let it call to you like a light that draws you into this brilliant new world. And as you hear the voice of this light, you follow it into the new world. As light beings on the new earth, we hold the abilities of empathy, love, and compassion in our hearts. Imagine what this feels like to hold these abilities in your heart space. Imagine that each and every expression you share with others in your family, your support group of friends, your colleagues, is made with a conscious intention of love and compassion. Take a moment now to hold that vibration in your heart space. Now, mystics and sages remind us that to enter this new world, we walk across the bridge, a bridge of light. And we are reminded that crossing a bridge is a powerful symbol or archetype of a spiritual transformation or journey. As we pass over the bridge, we illuminate the path for others to follow with our footprints of light. And as you cross this bridge, realize this is the new world you're stepping into. This is the new earth that's calling to us, and we are called to make this journey now. allow these higher vibrational energies of love and compassion into your heart space and allow them to permeate all aspects of your life. Give these energies permission to allow your eyes to see anew, as if you're moving from a world of black and white to a world of brilliant color. Allow these energies to grow in your heart and emanate from your heart space all around your body. And with your next slow deep breath, allow the energies of the new earth to grow in your heart space right now. And as you do this, you become a vibrational match to the new earth. Remind yourself that you are in vibrational harmony with the new earth energies. As you practice these vibrational skills, you bring in the fifth dimensional energies into the third dimensional world we live in. And in doing so, you quicken the process of channeling this fifth dimensional energy and ensuring a smooth transition for all. So, remind yourself to create a new vision of the new world in your heart every day. Align yourself with a new vision of this new earth. Be a vibrational match to quicken the process of this transition. And be a vibrational match to live in harmony with all aspects of life on Earth. Now we invite you to take a slow deep breath and open your eyes and see yourself in transition into this new world. Take a moment to bring yourself back into the awareness of your body and the awareness of the room that you're in. And with this awareness, you're bringing the vibration of the new earth. And as you do this, you feel a sense of light all around your body. I'd like to close with a poem that came to me in meditation one day that I thought was fitting for the end of this meditation. Enjoy. It's called Footprints of Light. Come walk with me down this long, winding road. Come talk to me and set down that heavy load. Just laugh with me till our faces ache with delight. Soon, wherever we go, we leave footprints of light. Please sing to me a song of beauty and grace. Please bring to me a warm smile on your face. Just dance with me till our hearts shine all night long. Then, wherever we go, we leave footprints of light. When the light in your heart equals the light of your soul, when the smile on your face shines for eons untold, we will cross a bridge to a new world where we will all live as one, and all our friends will follow our footprints of light. So create with me a new world of peace. Revel with me the success of our ease. Then all of Earth will rejoice as her hearts sing with delight, because wherever we go, we leave footprints of light.